Le TOEIC Listening Test évalue votre compréhension orale de l'anglais. Voici un test listening complet au format officiel. Téléchargez le PDF du test et le feuille de réponse QCM. Cliquez sur le lien dans la description. Retrouvez la réponse à la fin du test et découvrez votre score.
Number 1.
A.
Families are meeting in the park.
B.
The street is closed to traffic.
C.
Pedestrians are walking on the path.
D.
The road is being repaved. Number 2.
A. The guest is settling the bill.
B. A receipt is being printed.
C.
A payment has been deferred.
D. A receptionist is confirming a booking.
Number 3.
A.
The construction site is closed.
B.
The building is under construction.
C.
The vehicles have been diverted.
D.
Equipment is being moved off-site.
Number 4.
A.
A board has been placed in the room.
B.
The agenda is being checked.
C.
A meeting has been postponed.
D.
The team is taking a decision.
Number 5.
A.
The order is ready for delivery.
B.
The worker is wrapping boxes in plastic.
C.
The factory is operating at full capacity.
D.
The merchandise is in the warehouse.
Number 6.
A.
The steps lead to the ground floor.
B.
The elevator is out of order.
C.
The people are talking on the stairway.
D.
Some lights have been turned on.
Number 7.
Aren't you attending the manager's training session?
A.
Actually, it was cancelled.
B.
Yes, she's my manager.
C.
On Tuesday afternoon.
Number 8.
Could you work the morning shift?
A.
We are moving next week.
B.
Following the weather forecast.
C.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Number 9.
What's the code to open the gate?
A.
It's on your visitor's badge.
B.
Only company employees.
C.
There was a staff memo.
Number 10. My computer keeps crashing.
A.
It's not a recent model.
B.
You could try calling IT.
C.
There was a power outage yesterday.
Number 11.
Would you like a window or aisle seat?
A.
Either is fine.
B.
I'm not booked on this flight.
C.
This is the wrong terminal.
Number 12.
Where can I exchange this currency?
A.
You can't currently do that.
B.
You might find somewhere in the terminal.
C.
I'm afraid we only accept dollars.
Number 13. How long are you staying in Hong Kong?
A.
We stayed at the Carlton.
B.
I've never been.
C.
About a week.
Number 14. Have you tried the chef's special? A.
I'm a vegetarian.
B.
Take a look in the kitchen.
C.
No, not yet, but it sounds nice.
Number 15.
Were you on the 10 o'clock flight last night?
A.
It left an hour late.
B.
I took an earlier plane.
C.
I arrived 2 days ago.
Number 16.
Has the order been sent yet? A.
It left 3 days ago.
B.
An overnight delivery.
C.
There was no delay in packaging. Number 17.
Is Ms. Yang in charge of accounts?
A.
It's a big responsibility.
B.
Mr. Jones has replaced her.
C.
She works on the second floor.
Number 18.
I must book my annual vacation.
A. He's on holiday this month. B. 2 weeks. C. Where are you going?
Number 19. Where is the stationery stored? A.
The photocopier has broken down.
B.
Yes, we're running short of paper.
C.
Usually in the department office.
Number 20.
Whose parking space is this?
A.
I've parked outside.
B.
It's for company visitors.
C.
The CEO commutes by train.
Number 21. How many delegates are booked in for lunch? A.
There are 12 reservations so far.
B.
2 delegates cancelled yesterday.
C.
There's a vegetarian option. Number 22.
Isn't the office closed at the weekend?
A.
Only managers have access.
B.
Yes, 3 days ago.
C.
The doors close at 6.
Number 23.
Who went to the seminar last week?
A.
Ms. Ling was absent.
B.
It was about branding.
C.
Everyone in the department.
Number 24.
When is the next board meeting?
A.
The board weren't present.
C.
We met them on Tuesday.
B.
No date has been agreed.
Number 25. Shouldn't the guests have arrived by now?
A.
I think they're running late.
B.
Around 9 o'clock.
C.
The booking has been confirmed. Number 26.
Which color scheme shall we choose?
A.
We'll decorate the lobby.
B.
Let's have a vote.
C.
It should be finished soon.
Number 27.
Wasn't the supervisor present?
A.
He didn't receive the message.
B.
Only the line manager was.
C.
Yes, they're often late.
Number 28.
This is a fascinating exhibition. A.
The museum was renovated last year.
B.
No, I haven't seen them.
C.
It's received great reviews. Number 29.
Didn't you renew the lease?
A.
Yes, it's a new model.
B.
Mr. Peters took care of it.
C.
They changed the contract.
Number 30.
How many candidates applied for the position? A.
Please apply online.
B.
This position is now filled.
C.
We received over 20 CVs.
Number 31.
Was the schedule modified?
A.
Didn't you see the memo?
B.
No, for the next 2 weeks.
C.
The deadline is tomorrow.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Fan. We have a package for you to pick up at your local delivery office. Our driver sent you a missed delivery email when he tried to deliver the package last week.
Okay, but I'm just looking through my inbox now, and I can't seem to find any messages from you. I've just got back from vacation. Is there a reference number?
You don't need one to collect the package. Just be sure to bring some photo ID with you when you come. The office is open every day between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. from Monday to Friday.
Great, thanks for calling. I'll call in tomorrow after 2 p.m.
Question 32. Who most likely is the woman? Question 33. What does the man say he cannot find? Question 34. What does the man need to collect the package? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I booked a rental truck last week and I'm here to collect it.
Thanks for choosing to rent from us today. Prior to taking the truck, could you fill out this customer information sheet to complete the rental agreement, please?
Sure. It says I need to complete my booking number, but I'm afraid I left it at the hotel.
That's okay, I should be able to find it on our reservation software.
Question 35. What is the man trying to do? Question 36. What did the man forget to bring? Question 37. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Peter. I think I've got everything set up for the health and safety session tomorrow. A lot of staff have signed up, probably as this is the first session we've held this year. Plus, of course, Martin is a great trainer.
I know, and I really hope this will raise everyone's awareness on the prevention of injuries in the workplace. We should be able to reduce the number of days lost due to staff accidents at home too.
Yes, that's right. And that reminds me, we received a shipment of new protective equipment and clothing this morning. I'll get them ready to distribute during the session.
Great, I'll see you there. Let me know if you need a hand.
Question 38. What is taking place tomorrow? Question 39. What does the man hope will happen? Question 40. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Michael Wilson. I just booked a room at your hotel through your website, but unfortunately, I made a mistake with the dates. Is it possible to change the reservation?
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. I'd be glad to modify your booking for you, but it does depend on the current availability of accommodation. Could you give me your confirmation code, please?
Yes, I have it here. It's FR456. I booked a single room for Monday the 9th, but in fact I'll be arriving on Tuesday for two nights. Is it the same price?
I'm just checking. We only have a double room available for then, with an additional charge of $15 per night. If you would like to modify your reservation, I can do that now, and email you a confirmation in the next few minutes.
Question 41. Where most likely does the woman work? Question 42. Why is the man calling? Question 43. What will cost extra? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi Sarah, have you met Mr. Jones yet? He's the new head of human resources and will be in charge of our IT graduate recruitment program.
No, I haven't. I was away last week at the Berlin International Trade Fair to launch our new account software. Have you met him?
Yeah, he seems very approachable. Apparently his last job was with a website development firm, so he should be familiar with the sector already. Anyway, how was the launch?
It was great. We plan to roll out in Europe and the US during the coming quarter, and then progressively expand into Asia next year.
Question 44. According to the speakers, what happened last week? Question 45. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Question 46. What does a woman say the company will do first? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Chris. Have you noticed how cold it's been towards the back of the shop recently?
Actually, I have. I think it's because the window near the autobiography and cookery book section doesn't close properly since the wind blew it open a while back. Maybe the handle needs changing.
Well, I don't want any stock to get damaged, and it needs to be closed when we start putting the heating on in any case. I'll call the repair company to get it fixed today.
Actually, you don't need to call anyone. I used to work at a construction supply store.
Question 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Question 48. Why is the woman concerned? Question 49. What does the man imply when he says,
I used to work at a construction supply store.
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I saw your ad for the TXD250B cell phone, but the price shown on the shelf here isn't the same as I saw on the advertisement.
Oh, I see. Sorry about that. I'll just check with my manager. Excuse me, Ms. Foster, could you help this customer?
Good afternoon. Yes, I apologize for any confusion. That product just went on sale today and we haven't yet modified the details on the store display.
I understand. Well, I'd like to buy one, please. Is it available in different colors?
Yes, we have black, light red or silver. It comes complete with charger, earphones and a 1-year warranty. But for just $20 you can extend it to 3 years. Are you interested?
Question 50. What product are the speakers discussing? Question 51. What problem does the man mention? Question 52. What does the manager offer the man? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name's John from Kendall City Tours. We're interested in having some t-shirts and other apparel made for our customers, and I saw some interesting products on your website. Would it be possible to get some information on quantities, prices and delivery times?
Thanks for calling. Our minimum order quantity is 10 items, and we usually have a turnaround of about a week. The t-shirts are $9 each, but if you order over 30, I can offer you a 10% discount off the total price.
That sounds fine. We'd like to have our company name and logo printed on the back and front. Is that possible?
Yes, of course we can do that. You just need to upload the image files on our website when you order, and we'll take care of the rest.
Question 53. What does the man wish to purchase? Question 54. How can the man receive a discount? Question 55. What will the woman do when she receives the order? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Midtown Commercial. My name is Lisa. How can I help you today?
Good morning, I'm in the process of applying for a loan for my company, and I have some questions about filling out the application documents. I'm not sure which section I need to complete: the previous year's turnover, the deductions for tax, overheads and social security payments.
Let me just check. Yes, you need to include those here and here. Other than that, your application seems to be fine. Oh, but I can't see your sales forecast covering the loan period. We require that to complete your business plan.
Sure, I have a copy of those figures right here.
Question 56. Where most likely does the woman work? Question 57. Why does the man require assistance? Question 58. Which part of the documentation did the woman request? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi Hiroto, thanks for stopping by. This project is becoming really frustrating. Do you have a few minutes to run through some details?
Sure, and here's Jenny. I think she worked on a similar project last year, so her input might be helpful.
Hi guys, what's the problem?
Well, I've been working on the Mikado retail account, and they keep requesting modifications to the adverts we've created, even when they've been signed off. They insist on really tight deadlines too.
Actually, I worked on the same account last year. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound as though they've changed much.
Really? I'm relieved to hear that. I thought it may have been our team's fault.
Some clients really have trouble sticking with decisions, and their suggestions are not always better either. I suggest you ask the head of the department to call them and explain the problem.
Question 59. Where most likely do the speakers work? Question 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Actually, I worked on the same account last year"?
Question 61. What most likely will the man do next? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and plan.
Good morning, my name's Raj Singh, I'm one of the new interns, and I have an appointment to complete the list of my duties and arrange my work schedule. I'm due to start next week.
Yes, of course. Welcome to HiMac Technology, Mr. Singh. I just need you to fill in your name and sign here, please. This is your visitor's badge. Who are you meeting today?
I'm here to see Mr. Yang. He mentioned I may also have an opportunity to meet the managing director this morning.
Sure, I think she's available this morning. All the offices are upstairs on the first floor. Just take the stairs right here. We had an intern last year with the same surname. Are you related?
Yes, my brother Neeraj trained with the Human Resources Department. He accepted a job offer from you when he graduated, and now he's based in the New York office. I'd like to do the same.
Question 62. Why is the man visiting the company? Question 63. Look at the graphic. Which department will the man work in? Question 64. What does the man mean when he says,
"I'd like to do the same"?
Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and table.
Welcome to Urban Explorer. Can I help you?
Yes, I found your brochure at my hotel. I'm attending a meeting in town this morning, but I have a free afternoon before my flight leaves this evening. Could I book a place on the 19th Century Docks tour at 1:30?
Ah, I'm sorry, that's an old brochure. That tour has now been replaced with the City Gallery Expo.
I see. Well, actually I'm more interested in history and architecture, so I think I'll take this later tour here. Is that one still available?
Yes, it is, and I'd be happy to book that for you. You need to be ready here about 10 minutes before the scheduled departure time.
Sure. Is there a place to get something to eat in the meantime?
Yes, I'd recommend City Bites. It's just around the corner. they do a great selection of local specialties, and they have an outside eating area overlooking the canal.
Great, thanks a lot. That sounds like a good idea.
Question 65. Why does the woman apologize? Question 66. Look at the table. When should the man come back for the tour? Question 67. What will the man most likely do before the tour? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
Hi, John. Thanks for agreeing to chair this afternoon's board meeting with me. One item that I'd like to look into is the discrepancy in regional sales volumes. There's quite a large variation between areas over the last quarter.
Yes, I see. One area has particularly strong performance, however the others are lower, with one being markedly down. I know there were some staffing issues at that region's sales office a few months ago. Perhaps they haven't been resolved.
Okay. We should certainly look into the reasons for such a significant drop with the department managers after lunch.
I agree. And I know there were also errors with some invoices that led to delays in fulfilling client deliveries from our warehouse. Let's raise that issue too.
Right, I'll make a note. Is there anything else that we need to include on the agenda?
Question 68. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Question 69. Look at the graph. Which region do the speakers agree to discuss? Question 70. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The next item on the agenda is an update to our online marketing contracts. As you may know, we were planning to start on the Podium running shoe advertising campaign this month. The problem is the client called to inform us that manufacturing has been delayed, and the stock won't be reaching retail outlets until next year. They don't want to run ads until the launch date has been confirmed. That means we won't be able to start working on the campaign this quarter as originally planned. Obviously, this will affect our schedule in the coming months, with other projects coming up. I've printed a handout with a revised timeline, so take a look and let me know if you see any potential conflicts with your existing assignments.
Question 71. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Question 72. What problem does the speaker mention? Question 73. What will the listeners do next? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hi, Mr. Peterson, this is Michael from Chesterton Office Supplies. I'm calling about the desks, whiteboards and filing cabinets that you recently ordered from our online store. It appears that there was a mistake when you entered the delivery details. We tried to get the items to you today, but our driver found that the address wasn't right, and so he brought everything back to the warehouse. I think there must have been a mix-up between the invoicing address and the delivery address. When you get a chance, please could you call me back today and give me the correct one? We'll enter it into our customer database and modify the details on your invoice. The truck goes out every morning from Monday to Friday, so if you call before 5 p.m. we should be able to get your order to you for tomorrow afternoon.
Question 74. What does the speaker's company sell? Question 75. What information does the speaker request? Question 76. When should a listener call back? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Thinking about getting a qualification in business management? Kenton College is the leading establishment in the area. We have a full range of specialized courses focusing on all aspects of business, including marketing, accounting, and human resources. Our award-winning company partnership program allows students to gain work experience in leading firms across the region while studying for a nationally recognized diploma. Our flexible, on-site and online courses last from 3 to 12 months and are tailor-made to fit around your work schedule. We also have a selection of full-time degrees. In fact, Kenton College was recently ranked by students as having the widest choice of courses amongst higher education establishments. We're holding an open day on August 22nd. You'll be able to visit the new campus, find out more about our courses, meet the teaching staff and talk to some of our students. To find out more, visit www.kentoncollege.ca.
Question 77. What does Kenton College specialize in? Question 78. According to the advertisement, what do students like about Kenton College? Question 79. What will happen on August 22nd? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Michael Jones. I rent apartment 505 in the Palm Drive complex. I'm calling to complain about the ongoing problems with the elevator. It wasn't working this morning, and it's broken down 3 times this week already. When I spoke to the on-site maintenance engineer, he said it was a fault with an electronic component that should have been replaced a while back. It makes getting to the parking lot in the basement much longer as I have to use the stairs. It's inconvenient when leaving for work in the morning or when bringing heavy bags of groceries up to the 5th floor. I'd like to know when you plan on getting this problem fixed, as I haven't received any reply to my recent mails or telephone calls. I'll come by your office after I finish work this afternoon to discuss it in person. Thanks.
Question 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Question 81. What problem does the speaker have? Question 82. What does the speaker plan to do tomorrow? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following meeting.
Now that we've looked at the range of electric and hybrid models, let's discuss how best to communicate with potential customers in the showroom. When speaking about rechargeable and hybrid power systems, remember most people have a limited understanding of the subject. In particular, most buyers want to know how far they can drive before charging up, how long charging takes, and how much they may be able to save compared with regular vehicles. The graphs and tables in your model specification folder are very useful when introducing new models to customers and explaining the advantages of reduced running costs and emissions. Keep in mind that each franchise manager has set a quota of 15 units per month per salesperson for these models, so that's your objective. In the next module of the course, we'll look at how to handle objections and close sales.
Question 83. Who most likely are the listeners? Question 84. What does the speaker imply when he says,
most people have a limited understanding of the subject?
Question 85. According to the speaker, what is the listener's goal? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
This is an announcement for passengers traveling on flight ES-742 to Madrid. Check-in will shortly begin at Gate 36 in Terminal 2. as the flight is full. If you are transporting extra bags or large sports equipment, please speak to an airline representative at the gate desk. Supplementary fees may be due on heavier bulky items. Passengers are reminded that they are allowed to bring one small suitcase, computer case or backpack on board as hand baggage at no extra charge. You may be asked to show the contents of your bags when you pass through security. Please make sure you are not carrying any sharp objects or prohibited items. Boarding is scheduled to begin in about 45 minutes, so please be ready to show your ticket, passport and boarding pass at the gate desk. Thank you for flying with us.
Question 86. Where most likely is this announcement taking place? Question 87. According to the speaker, what may cost extra? Question 88. What should the listeners prepare? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
Hi, this is Amanda Green from Channel 18 News. You join me on the main esplanade of the Western Mall. It's still an hour before the stores open, but there are literally hundreds of people waiting in line outside high-tech retail giant Max Electronics. The long-awaited upgraded P9 smartphone from XTC hits the stores today after its international media launch last spring. But after the commercial success of its predecessor, this new model has a lot to live up to. Fortunately, the phone has a range of innovative features including the much-publicized 3D screen with enhanced resolution and an ultra-fast processor for fluid filming even in low-light conditions. The P9 brings these top-grade features to the public who will be no doubt making professional-looking creations in no time.
Question 89. According to the speaker, what is happening today? Question 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"This new model has a lot to live up to"?
Question 91. What will the P9 enable users to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following briefing.
Good morning, everyone. As always, there are a lot of orders to fulfill today, and so we need to hit our manufacturing targets by the end of the shift. But before you head out into the factory area, I'd like to inform you about our new system for addressing employee health and safety issues. Prevention of injuries and accidents is a priority on the shop floor, and so we really value input and feedback from our workers. Your information can really make a difference in improving the efficiency of the plant and avoid lost workdays. But in the past, we've had trouble collecting information as some employees have not felt comfortable raising issues directly with management. Now, you'll find a box in the staff room in which we invite you to leave your observations and suggestions anonymously. Every Friday afternoon, I'll send out a summary of the comments for each department manager to review.
Question 92. Where do the listeners probably work? Question 93. What does the speaker imply when he says now, you'll find a box in the staff room? Question 94. What will the speaker do at the end of every week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and table.
Hi, this is Barbara from Silly Manufacturing. Thanks for coming in for the job interview earlier today. I've got some good news. We'd like to offer you the position of logistics supervisor at our Eastern Dock warehouse, and we'd like you to start as soon as possible. As I mentioned during our meeting, we've been short-staffed recently, and that has led to delays in dispatching our orders. We currently have 3 drivers and 2 stock controllers that are temporarily covering all periods during the week. I've emailed a draft rota based on the availability you gave me during a meeting, but I wasn't sure if that included late shifts. When you get this message, could you call me back to let me know if that's possible, so I can confirm the schedule with the logistics manager? Thanks a lot.
Question 95. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I've got some good news.
Question 96. According to the speaker, where can the listener find the schedule? Question 97. Look at the graphic. Which day does the listener need to confirm availability? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following meeting.
Hi everyone, and thanks for your input on the agenda for this week's departmental meeting. I'd like to begin with an update on the results of our customer care survey. All establishments and customers who used our home food delivery service in the last quarter were asked to complete this questionnaire. For the most part, our customer satisfaction results are good, but we need to focus on the areas where we can improve. I'd like us to work in small groups and see what ideas we can come up with to address the lowest area of customer service performance. Our competitors are starting to scale up their operations in our sector, so we need to ensure both existing and new clients choose us to deliver their orders going forward. When you've made a note of your ideas, I'll write them on the whiteboard and send out a summary after the meeting.
Question 98. Where most likely does the speaker work? Question 99. Look at the graphic. What will the listeners most likely discuss? Question 100. What will the speaker do after the discussion?
Pour connaître votre score, additionnez le nombre de bonnes réponses et trouvez les chiffres correspondants dans la colonne Listening. Par exemple, 61 bonnes réponses vous donne un score Listening de 300 points. Si vous avez trouvé cette vidéo utile, abonnez-vous et cliquez sur la cloche pour recevoir chaque nouvelle vidéo TOEIC. Apprenez l'anglais et boostez votre score TOEIC avec toeicboost.com.